showing another.
Call the regular town board meeting, the satellite town board order on Wednesday, January 24th. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers in the general fund of 5200 to 5225, tax account 5351 to 5357, tax refund account 5358 to 5425.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the January 11th, 2018 regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Well, nothing too much except taxes. For the first half of the month, I banked $1,277,928. That's for the first half. And the January settlement was $4,824,514.31. And that has been paid out, which then left us with $458,598.96 in the tax account. Now, we've got a lot of refunds this year because our taxes went down 5%, and most people were getting a couple hundred dollars back if they were escrowing. And so Nancy has been sending out a whole bunch of checks on that one. So, and that's just about done. So therefore, in the regular account, we have $879,748.17. And in the ambulance, it's $503,358.22.
I'll make a motion for approval of the treasurer's report.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none, move on to number 10, discussion, possible action, open bids for financial audit.
Do you want to open up or?
You can.
This one here is from Peterson Metz out of Minocqua.
Oh, I thought you were going to read it.
Oh, no.
All right.
You get the big bucks.
I thought you were going to go through it.
No.
It's an opportunity there. And I guess.
Okay. This one's for $6,500 to $7,000.
Yeah.
Do we have a comment?
Our fee for these fee for these services will be the standard hourly rate plus out-of-pocket costs such as report reproduction, word processing, postage, travel copies, telephone, except that we agree that our gross fee excluding expenses will not exceed $7,000. So $6,500 to $7,000.
That one doesn't want to bid. This one here is from.
Whiffley.
Whiffley?
Whiffley, yeah.
Out of Ryland. Oh, bone book.
Wow.
Wow. This should be expensive.
Yeah, I tell her. Right off the webpage there.
Not true yet.
Fee schedule, go right to the page. Compensation, all-inclusive fee schedule, regular audit, $5,000. So I guess we have to.
We have to make sure that there's no ads.
Well, that's the thing, we'll have to...
What it consists of, travel expenses or...
Well, that's the thing, it'll need to be gone through and see what additional costs there might be in here. So...
We need some time to look at.
Yeah. Who wants to go through and compare it?
Well, I mean, if you want to delegate one of us, I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
One of you or me or the clerk?
I don't let the clerk go through it.
You want to go through these, Nancy? Not really.
In your spare time?
In your spare time, right.
Your time between refunds, yeah.
Yeah. I can help you with it too.
Right, we will, we'll work together.
Yeah, I'd suggest that you get somebody better with numbers than I am.
We can go through them and I guess I'll put it on a future agenda once Nancy and I have a chance to go through them and compare them and see.
Probably the next one, because we'll have to get going.
We gotta get going on it, so we'll shoot for the next meeting.
So do you need a motion to...
I don't think so.
Just table it.
Yeah, we don't need any action on it, just that we'll go through them now and bring it back to the board to review. Item number 11, discussion possible action, open bids for new plow truck.
This may take a while, because we have five.
Five.
This is from V&amp;H and Company Trucks out of Marshfield.
And some of these will be separate. One may be just for the truck, and one may be just for all the attachments.
The attachments.
So there's five bids there, but they may be...
Okay, so you did have them bid separate, the chassis versus the...
Right.
Okay.
They may be like that, yeah. And then there may be one or two with trade-in, and the one wasn't sure if he was gonna give a bid on the trade-in, so...
Yeah.
There might, these aren't all gonna be the exact same, one thing.
From V&amp;H. This is for Western Star 4700. Wow, got a lot of poplar trees here. Since I'm only on page 6 of 18 here.
Six of 18.
Looks like they're quoting the truck. Cummings engine, Allison transmission. $96,120. Trade-in value of the 07 is $10,500. It doesn't look as if he took that trade-in off of there. And the reason for the separate number on the trade-in was look at the possibility of possibly keeping that just as a spare truck,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Pete, you would think that the attached or the other stuff is an addition to that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So that would be that truck chassis plus the addition of the...
That was just the truck.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Casper's truck equipment. Out of Appleton.
Oh, that that one should be just for the attachments, that'd be the box, the plow, the wing, the sander, all the goodies you put on it.
So you don't have to get it from the same dealer? You don't have to get it from the same dealer?
Yeah, this is for the...
Sure, gets the truck, then another place puts all the stuff on it, it's two separate. Greenland? Cleveland.
Yeah, same thing, okay. This includes, just one-way power plow, wing, scraper, tanks, lighting, vibrator for the box, $77,503. And he has a couple of options here with, the total of just a little over $650 for some stainless on, tailgates.
Right, and that stuff, we'll have to read into these a little bit and see what they all are.
And road truck equipment out of my...
This two is for the dump body. Hitch, plow, underbody, wing, hydraulics, $80,311.
Crete Truck Center?
Yep. Crete data appear. And this... Caspers. Bid for one patrol truck per specifications, Volvo, 2019 Volvo. Total patrol truck package, $182,961. Trade-in of the 06, $7,000. Package deal of $175,961. It'd be completed and delivered before September 31st.
So that's both components.
Yeah, what I think they did here, Pete, too, is they outfitted it from Caspers.
This is from Truck Country.
And we have a gentleman from Truck Country here.
And may we say the best for last?
Hopefully mine's a little easier to read off for it. You don't want to dig so far.
Okay. No, I don't. 2019 Freightliner. $94,010. Trade-in on the International, $18,000. Total cost to the town, $76,010.
That's just the truck.
That's just the truck.
And that's it?
That's all I have.
Were you expecting a different one?
Yeah.
So what we got was a Freightliner, a Western Star, and a Mobile.
You didn't see nothing in your room, did you, by any chance of...
Yeah, there should have been one there.
I'll just go look and answer real quick. Just make sure Don has it on his chair or something.
I didn't see any.
Call maybe?
That's all they have to deliver.
Well, can you guys read the Creek Group one again, the first price?
Complete?
Yeah.
The total package, $182,961.
Perfect, that's all I need.
Okay.
Thanks.
And then $7,000 on the trade-in.
Okay.
Decided they gotta turn them into the clerk anyway.
Yeah, they have both of them.
Do you get that envelope for this Creek? So these are separate pages, I don't wanna read it.
I believe that was just this 21.
Yeah, for the Truck Country stuff, that all stays locally here too, so. Even though the address just says Wausau, but...
Kinda what I figured, you run out of, down south of Minocqua there?
Yeah.
Repairs and everything?
Right.
Yeah, if you outfit it with...
Whether you wanna keep that or not? Yeah.
Well, come on, Pete, that's not that big in there.
Not like it's 1,000 square feet.
Wants to be thorough.
I'm sure we didn't fix this.
I'm surprised you don't have one from them too, actually, so.
Truck equipment.
Yeah.
Yes.
While we're waiting, what kind of a fleet do we have now as far as manufacturers?
Internationals.
All internationals?
And they've been good for a few years, this last one that we had, we've been having some problems with it.
We do have quite a few Freightliners though, within the fire department.
Exactly, the fire department runs Freightliners. That's all you've got, isn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, there's one international that rescued them, but all the new ones are...
Yeah.
Our engines are all Freightliner. Two with Cummins and one with a Mercedes. Okay, do you want him to go through this for a minute?
Yeah.
This is December of next year?
Well, the one said delivery in September.
September.
I don't know, just ended that one or the other, but say like with the Freightliner, when is delivery, would delivery be?
Chassis right now are, we'd see a chassis probably like around June 1st.
Yeah.
So. And then it probably takes, it depends on when you guys approve everything, because there's gonna be, right now you're pretty much ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wait another month, then it's gonna be getting close.
Yeah, I would say our first meeting.
Well, it'll be our next meeting, just in a couple of weeks.
You should be okay based on that, because everybody else is, I'm just trying to think of what I got coming up. Because they'll be opening them up and then they'll be a month out, so you should be good. Because when's your next meeting?
So just a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks.
So for most anybody, delivery would be sometime midsummer.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know, I guess what I'd like to see is for the road crew foreman to go through these.
100%.
And take a look, compare, you know, options and what they have listed out, and also with the attachments, overall package, and kind of, I guess, come back with a recommendation.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate.
Yeah, I think we'd have to look at the different line items.
Oh, yeah, there's
Pages.
Pages of different line items.
And I plan on bringing a truck up here for Pete. I got one sitting at Monroe right now to get completed at the end of the month, so hopefully I'll be able to get that pretty slick to look at.
All right, well, I guess in this case, make a motion to have the road crew foreman review and come back with a recommendation.
One second.
Chris, motion been made and seconded to have the road crew foreman review the truck proposals, bids, and come back with a recommendation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn?
No, I'm on my.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, discussion, approval, resolution 2018-01, presented by the clerk for the ability to change the number of election officials on election days. You want me to read?
You can read it if you'd like, sure, go ahead.
And then Nancy can explain it. It's pretty simple in the text here. Resolution changing number of election officials. Section 7.32 Wisconsin statute allows a municipal governing body to reduce the required number of election officials at a polling place from 7 or 5 in a municipality where voting machines are used to no less than 3. And the town board has determined that it would be advantageous to the town to have only as many election officials on duty as are needed for a given election. Therefore, the town board of Town of Lac du Flambeau, Vilas County, Wisconsin, by this resolution adopted by a majority of the town board on a roll call vote with a quorum present and voting and proper notice having been given, resolves and declares as follows: that there shall be a minimum of 3 election officials on duty at every election at the discretion of the town clerk. The requisite number of election officials may be increased for any election. However, the number of election officials working at a given election shall always be an odd number. The town clerk shall properly post or publish this resolution as required under statute 60.80 Wisconsin statutes.
I'll make the motion for approval. We have to get it off the floor to discuss it.
Yep.
Now I'll second.
Okay, a motion been made and seconded. Discussion?
Why the odd number? I'm stuck on that.
It's just state statute always has to be an odd number. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That way, so it always depends on who won the last election, and in this case, they're using the election of the presidential. So whoever won the presidential in the town of Lac du Flambeau, I have to have one more Democrat because Hillary won in Lac du Flambeau. Than Republicans. So if I have 7, I have to go 4-3. If I have 3, I have to have 2-1.
So we get to blame the legislature for that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I didn't think of anything.
Yeah, it always has to be odd, so.
Joe?
How many election officials do we have to draw from? How big a pool do we have?
We just had that a couple months ago. I would say probably, there's probably 8, probably 16. I don't have the official list with me, but we have 16.
So one crew work from 7 in the morning till 8 at night? Or
no, we don't have split shifts. We have
same ones all the way through.
We have, the Democratic Party provides me with a list, or can, and they did. And the Republican Party provides me with a list, and they can, and they did.
But they're here for the full 13 hours or whatever.
They work the full time.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason of it is being, in is because the next election is.
No, we've got one
office,
in the primary.
One office, and I can't see having 7 girls sit here because they go crazy.
All right, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Roll call vote. Hanson?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Gulkey? Aye. All aye. Motion is carried. Resolution 80-2018-01 is passed.
Now we can adjourn, Chair.
Now we can. Now I need a motion to adjourn at 1:25.
So moved. Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Pardon the crowd. Sign this quick.
Oh, yeah.